欢迎来到卡卡课堂 ，I'm Jessica。今天的分享一篇英语小短文，它主要讲的是 the variety of English， 英语的多样性。这个多样性体现在哪里呢？主要是体现在词汇上。这篇短文呢提到了英语当中的很多词汇呢都是从其他语言当中借鉴而来的，而且呢也说到了一个单词 frustrating， 啊，让人非常沮丧的。为什么呢？因为中文中的一个意思好像对应很多个英文单词，那么到底该用哪个呢？确实呢是让人非常抓狂的。这篇文章当中呢举了两个例子，一个是失眠，失眠呢可以是 insomnia， 也可以是 sleeplessness。 那么究竟这两个单词有什么区别呢？还有就是钓鱼，一个是 fishing， 一个是 angling， 它们又有什么不同呢？而最后呢作者呢也给出了一个比较有效的解决方案，就是一定呢要在真实的情景当中去多用多问多说，这样才有可能真正的把握一个单词真正的使用语境还有它的意思。接下来呢我们完整听一下这篇短文，如果你有听出刚才我所说的那两组单词的区别呢，记得留言告诉卡卡哦。Variety is the spice of life, and because many words of modern English come from lots of different sources, French, German, Nordic languages, Latin, Spanish, and even Hindi and Eskimo, speakers and writers have lots of choices when it comes to which words to use. For example, is this bed hard or solid? Is he clever, intelligent, bright, or smart? This all makes English a rich language, but it can be frustrating.My husband occasionally has restless night, which involves getting up at 3 a.m. and making tea or catching up the irony. Does he suffer from sleeplessness or insomnia? I would say sleeplessness because I know he would sleep at 10 p.m. and that it only happens about once every few weeks. On the other hand, I have been a poor sleeper since I was young, often not falling to sleep until 3 a.m. and even later than waking up again around 7 a.m.So I would say I have insomnia. In this case, the choice is governed by the degree of sleeplessness. It is a subtle difference, but there's difference. It's the same when it comes to describing interests and hobbies. Do you go fishing or angling? The latter is specifically for using a hook and line, but the more general term fishing covers everything, including lying on your stomach and pulling crayfish out of the stream or even catching razor shells on the beach, armed with a packet of salt. Oh my God, I hear you cry. How can you, as a learner, expect to learn all this? Well, I'll be honest, you can't. It is the sort of knowledge that comes when using the language in real situations. So even though it can be confusing, and for a while, you may always choose the same word again and again,you will still be understood. And asking someone what something means is a great way of starting conversation.